Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
Candace is wonderful. I think the world of her. So is there an underage drinking scandal going on at PNC Park? I'm beginning to wonder. I must say. I want to thank one of my listeners who prefers to remain anonymous. Yesterday, as I was talking about, for those who don't know, an ugly incident at PNC Park. And the reason we're talking about, I'm not a sports guy at all. I have no interest in baseball, especially that useless franchise. But it's owned by Wheeling's bungling billionaire, and that's billionaire Bob Nutting. And he is, had been, I guess, you know, well, he is from here. And they still own the dying failed newspapers. He's the publisher of these failing newspapers. And so we talk about this from time to time. So this incident was really ugly. A guy went over, fell over the railing in right field, fell 21 feet, almost died. Young guy. 20-year-old guy. All the news reports say 20-year-old guy. And people are wondering, well, what happened? Now, the official word that we're getting in the media from supposedly the baseball team owned by billionaire Bob is that this guy, Kevin Markwood, I believe that's his, Kevin Markwood, yeah, had only two beers. And yet there are eyewitness accounts that claim that this guy was kind of rowdy or very animated during the game, and that he supposedly poured some beers on him. And then after supposedly just two beers, he was so jacked up and so crazed or whatever that he rocketed out of his seat. He catapulted over the railing and fell almost to his death. Two beers. Well, of course, nobody believes that story. And I even did a poll, which is still, you could still participate in, the Facebook Live page of mine, but my Facebook page is Dimitri Vassilaris. I guess call that a profile page. Something with the audio today. What the hell's going on with the audio? In any event, I have this poll, and essentially I ask, do you believe the official statement regarding this incident, or do you not? And literally, as of, I guess, this morning, there was literally not even one person who participated in the poll who said that he or she believed the official version of this story. An awful lot of people, of course, did not, and I think with good reason. Anyway, so that was yesterday. After the show, I get some information from one of my listeners, great listener. And this deep throat said, in essence, you might be looking at underage drinking at PNC Park, and that might be why the baseball team is in such a hurry to declare this an accident and to just move on, nothing to see here, that sort of a thing. It didn't dawn on me yesterday as I was talking with you, but the news reports indicated that Kevin, oh, by the way, another local angle, he played for Wheeling University. He's a football player. He's a big guy, big, strong guy, two beers. I mean, really? But in the news story, it was that one of the other people with him, there were a total of four people. The news reports indicate that it was, of course, Kevin, also his girlfriend, his closest friend, and a fourth person. And the news reports, at least one news report, indicated that another person, either she or he, bought the beers. And at that when I was sharing that information with you, it didn't dawn on me why that was so significant. But my listener said, oh, you might be looking at an underage drinking story here. and that the Pirates are trying to cover this up and trying to minimize their exposure so they don't get sued or anything like that. I said, I thought to myself, what? I was sent information from a very reliable source that you have to be age 21 to buy beer at PNC Park. I believe this source. I have no reason to doubt it. And that would certainly explain the news reports indicating that somebody in his entourage bought the beer. Somebody who had to be 21 and show an ID. Because all the news reports indicate that Kevin is 20, not 21. Now, this opens up a whole can of worms here. The Pirates supposedly conducted their own investigation, according to the news reports, which right there is a huge, huge, huge red flag. Nobody in his right mind could possibly think that the Pirates would be conducting a disinterested third-party type of investigation, because quite frankly, they could be held liable here in this incident. I'm not saying that they will. I'm certainly no lawyer. I'm a high school graduate who talks into a microphone. But they supposedly did their investigation. They supposedly spoke with different people involved in this thing, at least according to the news reports. And the official response is that, yeah, he just drank two beers and that's all he had. How they arrived at this was not made clear. But because the news reports indicate he is 20, and because you have to be 21 to buy beer at PNC Park, again, according to all my sources, well, now are we looking at some sort of a criminal situation? One of the three others in his entourage apparently bought the beer and gave it to him. We hold bartenders accountable when they give too much alcohol to a customer and then he goes out and involved in some sort of tragic accident, a drunk driving incident of some sort. So is the person who gave Kevin the beers responsible in any way for this? My guess is yes. I mean, if you hold a bartender accountable, shouldn't you be holding another person accountable for giving alcohol to someone who is not supposed to be drinking at PNC Park because he's underage? So my guess is we might be looking at some sort of a criminal case here as well as a civil case. What exactly was the role of the baseball team, Bob Nutting's baseball team here regarding this? Ultimately, I would assume he is responsible for all of this, everything that happens at PNC Park. The people who sell the beer, and I have only been to PNC Park once many, many, many years ago because I had to go, but a lot of other venues, it's my understanding that beer is sold in at least two ways. One, you have a beer vendor going up and down the aisles going, hey, beer here, that sort of a thing. And then you can also go to concession stands at the back and buy beer. There may be other ways, I don't know. But ultimately, that's on the ownership of the Pirates. They've got to be policing all of this. And I wonder if they really were policing this at all. The news reports indicate that they looked at the credit card receipts, I think is what it said in one of the news stories, and they determined that four or so beers or four drinks. In fact, wait a minute, I've got one of those here. CBS in Pittsburgh, Andy Sheehan is covering this, apparently doing a pretty good job. Let's say, according to a spokesman, Markwood was with a group of four people, another male, two females, and credit card receipts show the other man legally purchased drinks four times, with purchasing the limit of two drinks at a time. The other fan bought four beers and three Surfsides, which I guess is one of those alcoholic drinks. So you're looking at, according to this story, seven.
The club believes Mark would consume two beers over the course of the game. Believes. If I'm part of the guy's entourage, and I know that my purchase of alcohol and then that alcohol being given to him contributed to this, and you'd have to believe it contributed to this, I would be very, very concerned. And I would want to minimize my involvement in this. I would say, well, I didn't give him any more than two beers. That's it, two beers. Can't hold me responsible for just two beers. Who the hell knows how many drinks his entourage gave him? Who the hell knows how many drinks this guy had, if any, before the game? Did they all go to a restaurant and have wings and some beers there as well? Where were the ushers? Were they keeping an eye on this situation? Because some of the news reports indicate this guy was jumping up and down, pouring beer all over himself. Two beers. And he rockets out of his seat, catapults over the railing, and falls 21 feet, almost killing himself. Two beers, really? And why on earth isn't the police department in Pittsburgh deeply involved in this? Some of the news reports, I think Channel 7's, indicated that there was not going to be any follow-up updates of any sort regarding this. And why are the Pirates conducting the investigation? If I'm working for the Pirates and I'm concerned that I might get sued or my boss might get sued, and I'm conducting the wink-wink investigation, it'd be something like this. Hey, folks, I'm here conducting the investigation, wink-wink. You don't want to say that anyone gave him more than two beers because then you might be held accountable. Is that right? Is that your understanding, that no one gave him more than two beers? Otherwise, somebody might be held legally accountable? Huh? Oh, yeah, right. Just two beers. Right. My investigation would go on like that. And I don't know where they got the receipts for the credit cards. Maybe the witnesses handed them to the representative of the Pirates. But who's to say that they handed them all the receipts? And who's to say how many drinks any of these people might have had, or maybe all of them might have had, or maybe none of them might have had before the game? And where were the ushers? Do they have enough ushers at PNC Park to keep an eye on people so that a situation like this does not escalate to the point where this poor kid jumps over the railing and almost kills himself? We all know billionaire Bob and how much he loves to squeeze a penny for the, you know, for all of its worth. Did he have enough ushers there? Were they scheduled? Did they show up? Were they sent home early because there weren't a lot of folks in the stands, at least the part that I saw when this poor guy jumped over? A lot of empty seats. Were some of the ushers sent home early to save a few more bucks for billionaire Bob? I don't know. I do not have any smoking gun evidence, but my God, an investigation would certainly have to ask questions like this. The last thing that billionaire Bob and his buddies with the Pirates want to do is to be associated with any kind of scandal involving underage drinking, and yet that seems to be what happened here. Underage drinking that led to a tragedy that almost cost a young man his life. Do the Pirates really police the stands all that much? Do they have enough ushers keeping, and are they trained to keep an eye on people who might end up doing harm to themselves and other people? I really wonder about that. One of the people in the entourage bought seven drinks that we know of. Anybody keeping an eye on this gang? Especially with one of the people, in this case, Cavan, who, according to some witnesses, was very, very animated and was pouring beer all over himself. The story doesn't begin to make any sense. And the investigation on the part of the Pirates, to me, is a joke. If I'm the police department, the last thing that I would want to do is to have an entity that might be responsible in some way regarding this tragedy, to have that entity tampering with evidence, tampering with witnesses, simply by, quote, investigating. I still want to see the toxicology reports. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. To see how much alcohol was in this guy's system. The story doesn't even begin to make any sense. And by the way, with some of those purchases, were they done with their cell phones as opposed to credit cards? What are we talking about here? What are we looking at here? Underage drinking at PNC Park. It sure looks that way. You have to be 21 years old to drink. A 20-year-old was drinking apparently at least two beers, according to the Pirates. Falls almost to his death. The Pirates are doing the investigation instead of the City of Pittsburgh Police Department. This stinks to high heaven.